Okay. Glory to God. Welcome to a study in the Word. We're at Harvest Worship Center in Rolla, Missouri. And we're in the middle of a study on, well, not the middle, we're actually on the end of an in-depth study on love. This is message number 49 in the series. Isn't that awesome? 49 messages out of love. And really, that's just scratching the surface, because we're going to spend an eternity studying it. So it's an unending study. But this is message 49, and this is part two of last week's Fret Not, Envy Not. This is part two of that. And it may be our last message on this series. We'll just have to wait and see. Father, we thank you for this time today that we have to come before your throne. Lord, we're so blessed. We're so very blessed. We know you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We know you as God. And we have a personal relationship with you through Jesus Christ. And we're so thankful, Father, that you've opened the door to your heart and made a way. Thank you, Father, so much for the opportunity to come before your throne this morning and to celebrate you in us, to celebrate love, to study your heart, and to have revelation knowledge imparted to us, that we can become more and more the image that you would have us to be in the earth today. Thank you so much, Father. We receive this word today from your heart to ours, and we ask you, Father, to open the eyes of our understanding. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, last week we studied Fret Not, Envy Not, Part 1. Today is Part 2. And I'll open again with the definition of fretting, because it's important to tie the two together. Plus, we need to know what it is. Fretting is to be constantly or visibly worried or anxious. So if you're ever worried or anxious about anything, then you're fretting. And the synonyms, the very first one is worry. When you talk about fretting, you're actually talking about worrying or being anxious. And you'll find those three words, fretting, worry, and anxious, throughout the Bible. There's from cover to cover. There's all kinds of types and kinds in the lives of people, all kinds of different studies on envy and on worry and on fretting. And we need to study them in depth in our own lives. If we don't know about them, if we don't recognize them when they come up in our daily life, we'll be submitting to them and they'll be working in our lives and we wonder what happened. It's because we don't pay attention to these things. We just kind of just act on them as they come up and just kind of agree with them. But we need to guard against fretting or worry. We need to guard against envy or jealousy. The synonyms are worry, being anxious, feeling uneasy, being distressed, being upset oneself, concern oneself, feel unhappy, agonize, anguish, sorrow, sigh, pine, brood, mope, fuss, make a fuss, complain, grumble, whine, eat one's heart out, stew, or feel peeved. Any of those you're fretting. So just kind of keep a guard on your heart when those things come up. And when you think about envy, you're talking about being jealous or covetous. And you know, one of the commandments is to covet not. Yeah. Do not covet. So that's what envy is. Love does not fret, and love does not envy. So if you're doing one of those, then you've got to start guarding your heart, because you are not walking in love. And what are you then? If you're not walking in love, you're not spiritually minded. And if you're not spiritually minded, what are you? Carnally minded. And if, which the Bible says in Romans 8, is death, or it leads to death. There's no life in it. So
it's
really wonderful. Pardon?
It's so wonderful to have a faith that worketh by love.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So you have to guard your love walk above all that you guard. And that's what Proverbs says in Proverbs 4:20 through 22 in the Amplified, says to guard your heart above all that you guard. All that you guard. Why? Because it's so, so vital in our daily walk and in our walk with God and walk with each other. It's so vital to have our faith alive. We have to have it alive. And if we are not walking our love walk, if we're not guarding our heart, we cannot walk in faith. No matter what we say, no matter how much we confess the Word of God, if our faith is not alive, that Word does not come alive concerning us. So, anyways, we need to guard our heart. We need to guard against fretting. We need to guard against envy. Because where does it lead? It leads to fear. Some examples in the Bible about fretting and envy. I mean, like I said earlier, that's from cover to cover. In Genesis 4, we find the first murder recorded in the Bible, and I guess it's the first murder. In Genesis 4, Cain envied Abel. And because he envied Abel, we won't have time to cover these. I'm just going to mention them because we won't have time to finish this if we go with all those. But for the sake of study, study what happened in Genesis 4. Cain envied Abel, and he wound up killing him. The very first murder. In Genesis 26, we find the Philistines envying Abraham because of the great number of flocks and herds of cattle and servants and other possessions that he had. He was wealthy beyond measure. And in that particular chapter, we find that the Philistines envied him and wound up filling up all of the wells. They wanted to get rid of him. They wanted him not to prosper, so they filled up the wells that he had dug. But does that stop God? No, just open it up again. But he envied him. And another one is in Genesis 37. We find Joseph's brothers envying him. And what happened to Joseph? He was sold into slavery to Egypt. In Egypt. But what led? God took that. God took it and brought him up. You know, and he wound up being the very one that was the salvation for his own father and brothers and the whole nation of Israel.
Amen.
He wound up leading Egypt, second only to the Pharaoh. But envy hurt those brothers. The father thought he was dead. Envy caused those brothers to put their father in a position where they thought he was dead. And he grieved for years before he found out his son was alive. I mean, that's what envy does. It eats you up. Another one is in Matthew 27, 18 and Mark 15, 10. We find Pilate, the word says that Pilate knew that the Jews turned Jesus over to him because of envy. The Pharisees envied Jesus. They envied what he was doing. They envied the power in his life. They envied the people coming to him. So they envied Jesus. And we find that in Paul's letters, we find the Jews envying him. When the crowds started coming to Paul, they envied him and stirred up the crowds against him. So we find envy throughout the Bible. Last week we discussed Philippians 4, 6 through 7 using the Amplified Classic. And it says, do not fret or have anxiety about anything. So we talked about fretting last week, and we found out that we're not supposed to do it at any time at all. We're never supposed to envy. We're never supposed to fret. We discussed Proverbs 14:30, which says, a calm and undisturbed mind and heart are life and health to the body. But envy, jealousy, and wrath are like rottenness to the bones. So we find an undisturbed mind and heart, or natural life and spiritual life. If we're undisturbed or at peace, at rest in our walk with God, then it brings life to us. And we talked about our brain and the chemicals, manufacturing different chemicals last week because of we worry or fret or are angry. It manufactures one kind of chemical and it affects our body. Or if we're walking with joy and peace and rest in our life, our brain manufactures different chemicals. So it affects our very life and health of our body if we're walking in rest and peace and joy in our life. Or if we're envying and fretting and worrying about everything. It affects the very health of our body. It affects our mind and our emotions. It affects how we affect other people. It's so vital that we guard ourselves against that. But I like the way Proverbs in the Amplified Classic 1430 says that. A calm and undisturbed mind, and heart, the only way you can get there, the only way you can do that is to walk the love walk. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you're going to fall right over into worry, envy, and fretting. You're going to be there. Mm-hmm. It's just part of this nasty life. Life is not nasty. The carnal life is. The fallen nature of man is. But God made a way. He opened a door for us. That cross purchased our freedom.
Hallelujah.
We don't have to walk in fretting. We don't have to worry about anything. If the Bible tells you not to do it, then it provides a way not to do it.
That's right.
Amen.
He never tells us to do anything that he doesn't supply the way and the means and the anointing to do it.
Amen.
So we have the right, we have the ability, and we have the authority not to fret and worry.
Amen.
It's up to us whether we do it or not. We also discuss Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 through 34. And there it says, therefore, do not worry or be anxious, saying. And we talked about how our thoughts sometimes will come up and we'll think, we'll be concerned about something. We'll start talking about what we're worrying or fretting about. What we're thinking, we'll start declaring it. Somebody will ask us a question, well, how are you doing? And we'll start rehearsing the problem. We don't want to do that. We don't want to rehearse the problem. If you have to say anything, do what the one widow did when her son died and she took him to the prophet. Well, she took him to the prophet. But anyways, the prophet asked her what was wrong because he knew something was wrong. And all she would say is, all is well. She wouldn't declare that her son had died. She just said, all is well. All is well. All is well. Was she lying? No, she was placing her faith in that anointing on that prophet. The prophet recognized that she was in distress and raised up the son. Now that's what God does for us. We don't have to tell our problems to the world. We don't have to declare what's going on around us.
We don't have to sing that somebody done me wrong song.
No, we don't have to do that, Ellen. No.
No more.
Play me a song I can cry to.
No.
Did you ever hear that?
No, we don't have to do that. We don't have to.
Hallelujah.
And if we voice that, if we say it, then we are declaring it and we're agreeing with it. We're empowering the very thing we don't want to function. So it's important that we guard what we say. If we're going to say anything, we do like that widow did. All is well. All is well. And it's not lying. We're declaring it based on God's word and his provision.
Amen.
So we talked about that last week. And we also discussed Mark 4:19. And actually, you need to Mark 4, period, as the sower sows the seed. But the one we were interested in is what hinders our ability to walk in peace and rest. And that's declared in Mark 4:19. We'll go ahead and read that. Then the cares and anxieties of the world and the distractions of the age and the pleasures and delight in false glamour and deceitfulness of riches and the craving and passionate desire for other things creep in and choke and suffocate the word and it becomes fruitless. Why? How did they creep in? You were thinking about it. You were meditating on them. You were seeking these things. You had your focus on them.
And you didn't try to resist them.
You didn't try to resist them. You focused on the cares and anxieties and distractions of this age. You were wrapped up. You're carnally minded. You're thinking thoughts that you shouldn't be thinking about. And the pleasure and delight and glamour and deceitfulness of riches. That's what was the problem with the rich young ruler when he came. He was doing everything he needed to do. But Jesus told him, go and sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you'll have riches in heaven. Come and follow me. What did he say? He didn't say he'd be poor. That guy's hope and his focus and his confidence was in his riches. And he feared to be without them. So he walked away sad. And that's when Jesus said it was hard for a rich man to enter into heaven, because their focus is not on heaven, their focus is on the riches. There's nothing wrong with being rich. That's why the Philistines envied Abraham, was because he was rich. God made him rich. It's covenant. It's part of covenant to meet every need that we have. That's part of covenant. But our focus isn't on the need. Our focus is on him, and then he meets the need. Our focus is on walking in love, not on walking in fear and worry, and he meets the need because we've opened the door for him to do so. He delights in the prosperity of his servants. That's what the word says in Psalms. He delights. He wants us prosperous. It brings him joy when his children prosper. Yes, it does.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It's not the money or the riches that cause you to be wrapped up and lose your provision with God and lose your relationship. It's the love of it. It's when you focus your love on that instead of God that you fail, that you fall. And that's what happened and caused this seed to be unfruitful, because their focus was not on God, it was on their riches. There's also the story about the fellow that had all the barns. Mm. And he was very wealthy and had all the barns. Didn't know what he was going to do with his crops. So he said, I know what I'll do. I'll tear them all down, tear all my barns down, and build new ones. Now that's stupidity in itself. But God said, you fool, tonight your soul will be required of you. Then who will have all your riches? You can't. There's no way to improve on the riches of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
There's no way to be wealthier than that.
Amen.
That guy could have given his surplus away and still never been in want. But he didn't do that. If he tore his barns down so he could build bigger ones, what happened to what he had in the barns? It was destroyed. Wasn't it?
He didn't give it away.
Instead of giving it away, he would have had to build new barns, and he still wouldn't have been without. God would have thought of that. And one we also discussed last week, Philippians 4, 8 through 9, which tells us what we think on, what we meditate on, instead of worrying and fretting. Got a long list of things we think on. Psalm 37 does the same thing. So we're going to look at Psalm 37 today. Now, earlier in this study, real early on in the study, we went through this psalm in detail. Today, we're just going to look at the first 8 verses. This Psalm 37 is a big series in itself. We'll cover several weeks. If you want to really study Psalm 37, it's an awesome study. And I, as always, am using the Amplified Classic. It's real close to the New King James. But we're going to take it kind of like a verse at a time. We'll read the whole thing, Psalm 37, 1 through 8, then come back and kind of look at the verses. But you'll see the word fretting and envy in this scripture. So it also is telling us what to do instead of. Psalm 37, verse 1, the very first two words is fret not. And in the Amplified Classic, I don't know about the other Bibles, but those two words, every letter is capitalized and bold. It's a commandment. Fret not. Do not fret. Fret not yourself because of evildoers. Neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness, that which is not upright or in right standing with God. For they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as the green herb. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good. So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness. And truly you shall be fed. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And he will make your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as the light, and your justice and right as the shining sun of the noonday. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him and be patient, and patiently lean yourself upon him. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil doing. So you see three times in there he talked about fretting not, and he talked about envying not. Those are the things that's dangerous to you. But then he comes back and tells you what to do instead of that, just like it says in Proverbs 4. So fret not yourself because of evildoers, verse 1. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness. Why would you be envious of them? Because you're going to see them stealing and having great wealth. You're going to see them in the drugs and all that other stuff, but having wealth. You're going to see them, and you're going to look at yourself and say, here I am serving God. Why am I not that wealthy? What is that? That's envy. You're focused on what somebody else has, not on what God is providing for you. If you were not in that point of envy and fretting there, you would have a lot more than you do have. You're plugging up the pipeline when you do that, so God is having trouble getting his provision to you. Now, he's not going to get it to you the same way they got it. He's going to get it through you as you need it, as you go through. And he'll prosper you with more than enough, it says in I believe it's in 2 Corinthians 9:6 and following. He'll give you more than enough to for every good work and charitable donation and fulfill your needs. He will feed you. He'll give you seed to sow, and he'll meet your needs.
Hallelujah.
That's the way God works. But you're going to have to sow seed to get to prosperity.
Right.
You're going to have to do something with your faith and with your love walk in order for that prosperity to come. But if you're envious and fretting, you're not going to prosper God's way. And you'll wind up in a very low state because of walking in fear and envy and worry. Neither be envious against those who work unrighteousness. Why? Because they shall soon be cut down like grass and wither as a green herb. What you see will be short-lived where they're concerned. And what does it also say? The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Amen.
They're prospering for you, so don't fret about it. God's people will wind up with it. Then it says in verse 3, trust. That's the next thing. So the first verse says, fret not and envy not. And then it says in verse 3, instead of that, to trust. If I'm trusting, and the Amplified says, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord and do good. So you're doing that instead of the fretting, instead of the envying. You're busy trusting and doing good. You're busy leaning on, relying on, and being confident in God. Can you be envious and fret about something and be confident and lean on God at the same time? You can't do it. There's no way. Your confidence is not in God. Your confidence is like that rich young ruler. It's in your money and what you have. And you don't have to have money to have confidence in it.
Right.
You don't have to be wealthy to have confidence in it. You can have confidence in the government to pay all your needs. You can have confidence in somebody that, in talking somebody in to giving you something. You can have confidence in a church to pay your bills or the city, or welfare, or Social Security, or whatever. Now, yes, we work for our Social Security. We set that aside. It's not the government's money, it's ours. We work for that. So we're not trusting even in that, but it's ours. It belongs to us. It's being given back to us because we work for it. We laid that aside. But we can't even trust in that as a resource. We trust in God. We set our hearts and our love upon God, and he meets that need. But I cannot lean on, trust in, and rely on God and be confident in him and at the same time worry and fret, especially about what somebody else has.
I love that where it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. And in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path.
There's several absolutes there.
Yeah.
Shall is an absolute.
Yeah.
It's not a maybe. But what precedes the shall?
Trust.
The trust. And the leading. Mm-hmm. That's my part, and then he shall. See, that's what opens things up, is when we do our part, he's already done his.
Yeah.
Sure.
So instead of fretting and envying against the unrighteous and those who prosper that way, we are supposed to trust in the Lord, lean on, rely on, and be confident in him, and do good. So we have to follow up with our trust. We have to be busy. The doing good here is the love walk.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the good is. Part of that love walk is to think the best of every person and to take no account of a suffered wrong. That's part of that love walk. If I'm not thinking the best of people, if I'm taking account of a suffered wrong, what is that? That's fretting and worrying and anger. I can't do that. I take no account of a suffered wrong, and I think the best of every person. That's part of the love walk. And I got to ask myself, am I doing that? If I find myself that I'm not doing that, with anybody, I don't care what they did to you, anybody, no matter who it is, even if they're dead, you still got to think the best of them.
Even if they're dead?
Pardon?
Even if they're dead?
Even if they're dead. You most certainly don't have any reason to hold anything against them. Plus, anything in the rock of time, you have no business there. It's in the past, it's dead, you can't change it. So we need to guard our hearts concerning those things. Now the mind's going to want to bring those memories back. They're in the archives. But what do I do with them? Do I allow them to function? Do I put life to them again by thinking on them and meditating on them? Do I allow them to become part of my future?
Put them under the blood.
Put them under the blood. And leave them. You can't get them back. Satan can't get him back for sure. He's not going in there. So we need to be careful with these things. Fret not, worry not, envy not, and most certainly leave the past, be your past at last. And that's what we have to do. I heard a minister say that, and it made so much sense. Leave your past, be your past at last. In other words, it's in the rock of time. Don't try to chisel it out. It's not in the sands of time. I don't believe in sands of time. To draw a line in the sand of time, well, it's going to be covered up. But if you draw a line in the rock of time, it's not going away. That rock's that line permanent. And it's in the past, and it stays there. So we don't do that. So the next part is in verse 4. Well, let's finish verse 3. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident in the Lord, and do good. So that's my part. I do the trusting, I do the leaning, I do the relying, and I am confident. That's my part, and I do good. Then the Lord, it says, so shall. Now what's that? That's an absolute, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So shall you dwell in the land and feed surely on his faithfulness. And truly you shall be fed. In other words, what is he saying? Your provision, no matter what it is, will be there. You don't have to worry and fret about it being there. You don't have to worry and fret about tomorrow's supply. That's what Jesus said. Don't worry about tomorrow. It has troubles of its own. You know, seek the kingdom of God first of all. And then these things will be added unto you. That's what this is saying here. Seek the kingdom. Seek the kingdom. Trust, rely on, be confident, and do good. That's our part. Then the Lord's door is open. His way is open. The provision's already there. That is so awesome. I don't have to fret for something I already have, do I? I don't have to worry about something that's already been provided. Well, I don't see it. You don't have to see it. That's part of our job. We see it by faith. We trust. Don't you know that brings God great joy?
Amen.
When we take him at his word And that's when the door opens. To the degree that we trust is the degree of our provision.
Amen.
Mama?
Well, and then once we get it, we worry about losing it.
That's right. And we shouldn't do that. The same God that gave it to us can give it to us again. That's why Jesus said, if they take your cloak, give them your undercoat too. If they make you go a mile, go too. Turn it into a blessing. Whatever they take from you, I'll give back to you. Job's a good example of that.
A friend of mine said one time, he was in business and he had received a good amount of increase in his business because of his faith, literally. Mm-hmm. And he said to his wife, he said, what am I going to do with all of this? And she said, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to give God his 10%.
Yeah, exactly.
You be faithful. Yeah. And then ask him what to do with it. Don't you have to figure it out. He'll show you.
Oh, yeah.
And you can't outgive him. The more you give away, he's wanting to get more to you. Yeah. Praise God. All he wants a channel. He wants a heart that he can work with. And a sold out person who loves him. And he can flow through that.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 4. The next one is to delight. Fret not, envy not, trust, and here's to delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will, another absolute, give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart. Not only is he meeting your needs, not only is he taking care of your obvious everyday things that you need, but he's giving you, because you delight, because you love him, you're delighting, you have a relationship ongoing with him, because of that, he is giving you the secret petitions of your heart. To me, that goes beyond what I know. It goes beyond my own secret petitions. It goes down where he placed the petitions in my heart for his desires. The secret petitions of my heart go beyond my own knowledge. These are spiritual petitions that only God and I know, only my spirit man and God know. There's things that my spirit communicates with God that I don't, my mind doesn't comprehend. There are things that God has for my future and for my family and for our well-being and for our ministry that we don't even know. We haven't thought about it, but our spirit knows because God has placed them there. And because of that, this verse here says he's going to give you the secret petitions of your heart. That blesses me. We only, when we read that, a lot of us just think, well, this is what I've always wanted, so he's going to give me that now. That's not what it's talking about. It's going to the heart, to the spirit. And there's things that are placed in every person that's ever lived. Even those that have been aborted, there's things God put in them to do. The reason they exist, and we may not know why that is. In our whole lifetime, we may not know. But those are down deep in our hearts and spirits, and God wants to give them to us.
Amen.
He put them there before we existed.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that awesome? What an awesome God we serve. So when I delight, when I fret not, envy not, I trust and do good, when I delight, that's what God does. Then the next one, he does all of that, but it has to be capped off with the next word in verse 5, commit.
Uh-huh.
And that's where we fall short. We don't want to do that. We want to be our own, do our own thing. Verse 5, commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on him. And then that word again, trust. Lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. He will. That's an absolute. Through my Bible, I look for promises, and I look for conditions. If you don't do that, you're going to miss the whole purpose of those verses. But you look for the promises, and you look for the conditions, and you look for the absolutes. An absolute is something you cannot change.
And in the conditions is where we walk by faith.
Exactly. That's my choice.
Yeah.
But the absolute's still there.
That's true.
Even if I cooperate with it or not, I was thinking the other day, you know, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yes.
Whether I believe it or not, it doesn't change his position. That's an absolute. He is absolute Lord. Whether anyone believes it or not, he's absolute. No one can change it. Doesn't matter what religion I'm in, he's still Lord. Another absolute is every knee will bow. Every knee will bow.
Amen.
And declare. Every knee. All roads, no matter what they are, lead to the cross. But at the cross, there's a division. You go through the cross to heaven, or you veer to the right or to the left, and you go to hell. One or the other. But all roads meet there. So that's an absolute. So this is an absolute. Commit your way. So I have to declare that. That's something that I need to declare. Lord, I commit my way to you. Now, what does that mean? I commit my way of life, my existence. David says in the Amplified version of Psalm 25:1, unto you, O Lord, do I bring my life. The other version, some of them say, bring my soul. But the Amplified says, bring my life. I like it better. Because my life makes up everything I am, I have been, or ever will be. I bring my life, all of my hurts, all of my worries, all of my fears, all of my joys, all of my happiness, everything I am, I bring to him. And then he says, in another psalm, my times are in your hands. I like that one too. Those are absolutes. So if I commit my way, and that's my thoughts, my words, my deeds, my finances, my job, every area of my life, I commit to him. That's why the love walk is so important. You can't do that without it. Commit your way to the Lord. Roll and repose each care of your load on him. Trust, lean on, rely on, and be confident also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And he will make your uprightness and right standing with God go forth as a light, and your justice and bright as the shining sun of the noonday. That's what he does, because I've committed. I don't envy. I don't fret. I trust, lean on, rely on, and am confident in him. I delight myself in him. I commit my way to him. And he does that. Verse 7, be still and rest. That's another thing we have to do. Be still and rest. Why can I do that? I can't ever rest. You can tell a person that's at rest in the Word. The person that frets and envies, he's not at rest. He can't be. But a person that walks the love walk, has committed his way to the Lord, trusts him, relies on him, delights in him, he's at rest. No matter what the troubles are in his life. Doesn't mean he's sitting down with a cup in his hand and a popcorn over here in a movie. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about, no matter how big the storm is, no matter how many problems you have or have not, you're at rest. You have confidence in God. You know that you know he's your shepherd. And he will lead you through the valley of the shadow of death. He's right there with you. It's a shadow anyways. He can be trusted. And it says,
I was just going to say, we studied in the Philippians of the things that we're supposed to think on, and then it says the peace of God
then
that passes
peace.
All understanding will guard your
Yeah, it's not a peace you can get a hold of and identify.
Those are the
it's,
things that keep you at peace is what you think on.
Exactly. And that's why we read Mark 4:19. About those things.
The cares of this world.
Yeah, the cares of this world and all of that. That's why you can't think on them. You have to think on the things God tells you to think on. And let's, then verse 8. Let's do verse 7 again. Be still and rest. I didn't finish it. Be still and rest in the Lord. Wait for him and patiently lean up yourself upon him. Fret not again. The word fret. Fret not yourself because of him who prospers in his way. Don't focus on that guy. You focus on what God has done. Because of the man who brings wicked devices to pass, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil doing. Most of the time, fretting and envy is involved in anger.
Yeah.
They ride together. I got to forsake it. I can't have it in my life. Forsake something means to never go back there again.
Right.
Now let's go back to this. Well, I've got a few minutes left. Let's go to James chapter 3.
Where?
James 3.
That's what pastor's preaching on today.
Oh, is he?
See.
James chapter 3 and verse 13, this New King James Version. Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking, now the King James says strife instead of self-seeking. Some translation says contention instead of self-seeking. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast or lie against the truth. Verse 15, this wisdom or that wisdom, the self-seeking, the envy, this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual. Then it says it's demonic.
Mm.
So where does envy and all and fretting and self-centeredness come from? It's demonic. Verse 15 again. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Some say strife. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace.
Amen.
Now what does that list in verse 17 sound like? It sounds like two things, the fruit of the Spirit and love.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like your love walk, doesn't it? And those things, when you walk those, you're sowing. And you're going to reap peace.
Amen.
And, but it's interesting, and when it says, I said in verse 15, where it says, where envy and self-seeking exist, some translations, King James says strife, and I use that a lot. You want to avoid strife at all cost. Well, you want to avoid self-seeking at all cost.
Amen.
You want to avoid contention at all cost, because that's also strife. So, now, the last two verses, 1 Peter verse 5, chapter 5, verse 7. And we read this earlier in Psalm 37, which says, roll and repose each care over on you. Well, here Peter's saying the same thing in 1 Peter 5, 7, Amplified Classic, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully.
Amen.
Notice what you cast. Some says you cast all your cares. The Amplified says what those cares are. They're your anxieties. Your cares lead to anxiety, don't they? They're all of your worries. Your cares lead to worry. All of your concerns lead to worry, don't they?
Mm.
Every one of them does. Once and for all. So if you're a person that's full of fretting, worrying, and envy, what are you supposed to do with that? You cast them upon the Lord. You cast them to him. What you do, you like Brother Eldon said earlier, you put them under the blood. You leave them there. One person said you cast them into the ocean and post a no fishing sign. In other words, you don't go back to get them. Leave them there. And Psalm 55 says the same basic thing, verse 22. Cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow. How often? Never.
Never.
He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved. made to slip, fall, or fail. Because he's cast his burdens on the Lord. He's walking in rest and peace in his life. Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
That is so very awesome. And before we close, I want to do one thing here. I said earlier this may or may not be the last message in this series. I don't know that till tomorrow or till next week. I think it is. But I'm going to read the titles for these verses, for these messages, before we close. And we've had some website trouble, so it's been down. So it'll take me a while to get everything back up. We haven't. Our host our sites had problems. So I'm in the process of putting everything back. But these will all be on our church website, which is Rolla Harvest, R-O-L-L-A, H-A-R-V-E-S-T, rollaharvest.org. Just click on the sermons tab and they'll all be there. I've got 2021 restored, but I got several years to go, so it's going to take me a while. But these are the titles. These will all be there. We started this series May the 31st of 2020. And that's how long we've been in this series. And I'd keep going. But everything you teach is based in love anyways. So will our next series be in that. Anyways, the first one was God is Love. And that was May 31st, 2020. Love, the point of origin. All because of love. All God's ways are love. Rooted deep in love. Love, the top priority in life. Guard your heart above all that you guard. The established heart, part one, and the established heart, part two. Being spiritually minded or love-minded. Love, the key to the secret place. Love, a commandment, not a suggestion. Love, the source of real lasting revival. The love commandment, that they may be one. Let everything you do be done in love. Everything hangs on the rod of love. Love, a more excellent way. The four characteristics of God's love. The difference between human love and agape love, the God kind of love. Agape love, love beyond natural ability, part one. Agape love, love beyond natural ability, part two. Establishing our love walk, preparing for the end times, part one. Establishing our love walk, preparing for the end times, part two. Above all, put on love. Love, the perfect bond of unity. Developing our love walk, part one. Developing our love walk, part two. Developing our love walk, part three. Love never fails, part one. Love never fails, part two. Why is love so important? Building strength to walk in love, part one. Building strength to walk in love, part two. Behold what manner of love. Strengthened in the inner man, the living word at work in us. First of all, who or what is first in your life? One thing, that will I seek. The biggest enemy to the love of God. Resisting the temptation to be selfish builds spiritual muscle, part one. Resisting the temptation to be selfish builds spiritual muscles, part two. Resisting the temptation to be selfish builds spiritual muscles, part three. The law of love versus the law of selfishness. The law of love versus the law of selfishness, part two. What is the foundation of your life, love or selfishness? Overcoming the temptation to be selfish. Trusting in the Lord. There is no fear in love. Fret not, envy not, part one. Fret not, envy not, part two. That's all the subjects that we covered in.
Wow.
It's been awesome. It is, to me, I thought it'd be maybe a month. Now a year and a half. And we just missed a few weeks because of COVID or not having church, or I had to do the main service, which Mother done this one then. But we've had 49 lessons, and God has been so good to us. It brought forth so much revelation. I highly encourage you to go to our website. Again, that's rallaharvest.org. And right now, 2021 is up, but I'll get them all up there. It'll take me a while. But go back and listen to them. You can listen to them online or download them to your computer or phone or whatever. It's well worth taking the time to do it. And I just love doing it. I'm looking forward to the next one because it'll be similar. Anybody have any questions before we close or anything? I may not be able to answer them, but we'll, or comments where that's concerned.
Well, I just so appreciate the truth of the word that you brought forth this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
It is life.
It is life. Yeah. It is. If we just recognize the good things, but we don't recognize what hinders those good things, we will lose trust in the good things because they won't work.
And you know, when we have the peace that passes all understanding, we can abide in His love.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And the fruit
yes.
of His love will be manifest and born in our lives.
Yes, yes. It's sad to say the whole world won't like that. Isn't it? They didn't like Jesus.
Yeah.
And they didn't like the apostles.
That's a little bit of a hard thing to place into the political arena.
Oh, yeah. But that is still
truth.
Under God.
Amen.
He's still Lord. He's absolute. Father, we thank you for this time together today. I am so appreciative to the revelation that you've given us. I'm so thankful, Father, for the honor that we've had to share this word together, not just today, but for all these months and years. And we look forward to the future, Father, because we know you're continuing to reveal your heart to us. We thank you for it. We give you praise in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.